to provide third country nationals to the healthcare, food, information about international protection procedures. From the very beginning, the humanitarian aspect and the need to provide basic needs in the first contact with the foreigners intercepted, apprehended at the border were and are being taken into consideration. Intervention teams were established in the border guard divisions whose main task is to conduct search and rescue operation for migrants at the Polish-Belarusian border. Border guard officers carry out through checks every time towards a third country national who is apprehended. In each case, the state of health of the foreigner is assessed. If necessary, intervention of medical care is provided. If necessary, ambulance are called. If the doctor assesses that the state of health requires hospitalization, the foreigner is immediately transported to the hospital. In each case of interception of third country national in connection with the illegal crossing of a foreign illegal border crossing, border guard officers carry out verification activities aimed at establishing the legal and factual situation in which the foreign national is. The officer questions the third country nationals to clarify that he or she determine whether any statement can be declassified as a declaration of intention to lodge an application for international protection. It should be noted that our human health and life are values protected in absolute manner in Polish law, as provided in Article 38 and 68 of Constitution of the Republic of Poland. Additionally, Article 56 of the Polish Constitution grants for third country nationals the right to obtain asylum in Poland and to seek international protection. Due to primacy of the international protection procedure, if only a foreigner declares there will be to the will to apply for international protection, such application or declaration in this matter is accepted by border guard in order to pass it to the head of the Office for Foreigners, responsible authority for asylum procedure. All third country nationals identified at the border have wide access to healthcare. Every case requiring medical intervention in connection with saving a life, assistance is provided regardless of the status of the person, whether it's legal or not, and the fact whether they are insured or not. Migrants staying in Poland illegally but placed by the independent court in a detention center benefit from full health care as well, including special care. Every detainee is immediately subjected to medical examination after being admitted to detention center. Every detainee has the right to use medical care and to stay in a hospital if it is needed. Those who cannot be placed in detention facilities due to, for example, health issues, are provided with institutional assistance, which benefits in the scope of social assistance, medical and psychological care. Additionally, from the very beginning, through the plenipotentiary of the commander of the Podlaski Border Guard Division, the humanitarian aspect and securing basic needs in the first contact with foreigners is in question for the protection of human rights and equal treatment. In each division of Podlaski, post of the Podlaski Border Guard, a coordinator has been appointed who determines and verifies current needs regarding basic needs on ongoing basis. A humanitarian support network has been created, thanks to which collections and donations are carried out on ongoing basis, thanks to which Border Guard officers who serve in the immediate area of the border have, among others, thermal blankets, energy bars, bottled waters and thermos with tea in the vehicles. Additionally, cooperation with the Polish Red Cross and Caritas Poland allows us to help third country nationals with necessary warm clothes, shoes, blankets, as well as food and resources needed for young children. Thank you.
Thank you. And now The questions will be answered by the representative of the Office of the Secretary of State responsible for disabled persons.